I'm speaking with Tina Hanune and an American citizen. Could you tell me about your experience at the Allenby Bridge border crossing?
Well, you know what? It was really terrible because as soon as we got in, they jumped my son and they wanted to take his iPod. And they didn't even ask, you know, can you give me this or anything? He said to him in Arabic, give me this. My son, he doesn't understand any Arabic. And he said no. As soon as he said no, they start hitting him. He hit him, dropped him on the floor, ground, and start punching him. I start, you know, to interfere. I told him, you know, he doesn't speak Arabic. Can you speak to him in English? And I told my son to give him what he wants. He hit my face in the nose, broke my nose. I fell down. I hit my nose and head and have stitches, like open a deep wound on my left eye and start bleeding. And another guy, he just wanted, he had like, has his gun pointed at, in my face between my eyes, and he said, if you say one word, I will shoot you. And I just quiet. And it was really terrible. My son was so excited to come over here, and now he is not. He was so disappointed. And he didn't even go to the doctor because he's scared. So I don't know what to tell you, what kind of experience. It's really awful.
Did the people, the men who assaulted your son, did they identify themselves as officers?
No, not at all. If they did, none of this would happen. My son, he will give it to him. My son, he thought any guy, he wants to take his iPod, and he paid for it from his own pocket. He worked hard for it, and he's not going to let anybody take it. If that guy, he identified himself, he's a police officer or a security, my son, he will give it to him.
He thought it was someone trying to steal the device.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Excuse me one second.
Yes.
Could you tell me, why do you think that the security guards at Allenby pounced on your son in such an aggressive way? Why did they target him?
I really don't know. I look like an Arab. And he's a young kid, and as soon as, you know, they knew that I speak English to my son, and they heard me speaking to him, they came from inside running outside, and they say Arab-American, and they knew that I'm Arab and my son is American. And I think at that time they stopped, and they start like apologizing and taking everything like, okay, they clean up my face, and he was hitting my son real bad. And I was yelling at him until that guy, he came and he's going to shoot me if I say one more word. I have a dark skin. I look like Arab because I was born in here in Bethlehem.
Now, you are from Beit Sahur?
Yes.
Are you Christian, or your family's Christian?
Yes, I am Christian. I have a family, Christian family, all of us Christian.
I think many Americans are not aware of the Palestinian Christian population.
That's true. I work in Arizona, and I do have a lot of people over there, and they are like surprised to hear that there is Christian people in Bethlehem. I said, this is the land of Christ, and a lot of people is Christian over there. But most of them, they flee the country because they want to live. They want, like, they fear for their families, their kids. They want to raise their kids, and they just left the country. But there's still a lot of them in there, and still they are suffering.
Now, back to your son. Is this his first trip into Palestine?
Since 97. He was a young kid back in 1997, and this is now his, you know, second trip. And, you know, back then he didn't know anything, and he was a little kid. But now he knows everybody, he wants to see everybody. and he downloaded the Bible in his iPod. He was listening to it from Arizona to here because he wants to see where all those places that Jesus Christ walked to and where he was born and all those places.
And now?
Well, now, I tell you the truth, he is scared to go anywhere. He is so scared.
Is this your first experience being treated this way by the Israelis?
Well, this, to like this limit, yes. It's hitting and like...
Did you have to get...
Yeah.
You had to get medical treatment?
When they knew that there is Arab American on the bridge, and the, they took me to the manager of the bridge, he called the hospital and arranged for the medical treatment, and it's on his expense. Otherwise, if I tell you the truth, if I don't have the American passport, I wouldn't get this treatment. I wouldn't get this attention. But because I have American passport and I live in the United States, they did that.
Do you think that this is common?
For any other Palestinian? No, for any other Palestinian, they don't get nothing. They just hit them and forget about it. That's it.
So you feel that the Israeli soldiers were seeing you as a Palestinian despite your American passport?
Yeah. They didn't know that I have American passport, but they heard I'm talking to my son in English. And some of the girls, they said American Arab, and they saw the passport are on the ground and the luggage, everything, the backpack, and they noticed that it's a passport, American passport. It was in my hand when he hit my face.
And if you were a Palestinian without an American passport, you think you would be hit in the same way?
I will be hit more. And I wouldn't get any treatment. That's a shame, huh?
It's horrible.
It is.
There isn't any legal recourse for Palestinians?
I don't think so. There's a lot of people I hear here and there, they just get hit and they leave them. And they don't care, and they're not going to care about them. Or take them to any doctor or any medical attention or anything. They just hit them and just walk away.
Can I ask why you originally decided to go to the United States?
Well, I married my husband, and he used to live in Arizona. He went to study over there. All his family, they used to own a house in Jerusalem. The Jewish people or the Israeli people took over that house, and they don't have any house anymore here. So most of them, all his family, all his brothers, uncles, and sisters, all of them in the United States, California, Los Angeles, and Arizona, San Diego, and Washington, none of them is here. They used to own a big, huge house, but not anymore. Overnight, they came over and took it, and that's it. So he was over there, and he visited over here because he wanted to marry a young girl from, you know, back from the old country. So we met, and we got married, and we went over there. And that was it.
Do you know anything about the Israelis denying entry to Americans of Palestinian origin? Did they attempt to do that with you?
No, not really. Because they told me my son, he cannot go in. They will not let him in, but because of what happened to me, because I need to go in and take medical attention, they will let him in. I didn't remember that he is registered with me in my ID. I didn't even think about that. But he is like, he was born in the United States. in Mesa, Arizona, and he is American, totally 100% American. But his mom and dad, fine, they're Palestinians. And, you know, in 1997, I put him with me in my ID, and I forget about that. So on the bridge, they said he couldn't get in. He was supposed to go back to Jordan, but because I needed medical attention, they made special, you know, arrangements, paperwork, and he went in with me. Yeah, other than that, they would let him go back. They wouldn't let him in.
The Israelis were, they were considering him, despite having been born and raised in the United States, they were considering him a Palestinian?
Yes.
That seems discriminatory.
It is. It is.
Are you planning to file a legal appeal against the Israeli authorities?
Yes, ma'am. I did. Consulting a lawyer, and I sent an email to the consulate in Jerusalem, and I would like to press charges against this guy. You know, we saw kind of like, to me and my son, we saw death in our eyes. A guy pointing a gun between my eyes and with his big eyes telling me word by word, if you say one word, I will shoot you. God knows if I said something or if I just moved a little bit. If I'm, like, if he shot me, no one will know anything about this. They will say anything, like, something else, or, you know, it's just, they will find me, like, let's say, a crime or something that I did, and I deserve this. And they will cover it for him. That is really awful. And my son is looking at my face. My whole face was full of blood. It was really terrible scene for my kid. And he is having nightmare the first week. Every night he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he's saying something about what happened on the border. That is not right.
I bet you're not anxious to go back across that border when you have to leave.
Tell you the truth, my son is asking me if we can go through Tel Aviv, but I told him, you know, it's impossible for them to let us do that. He doesn't want to go through there again. And he doesn't want to come back here again. And I don't blame him.
Why would the Israelis not allow you to go through Tel Aviv if you're both Americans?
Well, even though we have an American citizen, we're considered Palestinians. As long as we have a Palestinian ID, an Israeli ID over here, we're considered Palestinian, no matter what identity you have or no matter what kind of passport you have. You're still a Palestinian. And we're not allowed to use that way out.
Has the American consulate been helpful?
Well, yeah, they've been, considerate, and they wanted to know what happened. I sent them the email, and he said, you know, he will look at it, and we'll keep in touch if there is anything that they need to know or more things. But I told them, yeah, I would like to press charges, and they can do whatever it takes. And they are helpful, yes. I wouldn't think that they would stand by the Israeli abuse, no.
Now, the U.S. consulate has said in the cases where Palestinian Americans have been denied entry that basically it's not the American government's place to intervene, despite the fact that it violates the U.S. law, this discrimination against people who are American citizens based on their country of origin. Do you think that they would stand up to the abuse when they won't stand up for Palestinian Americans who are denied entry?
I really don't know how to answer that question, but I would rather think that they will be against this abuse That's what I would like to think. But I really don't know how to answer your question.
Well, good luck. I really hope that that you're able to get some justice for what happened to you and your son.
I hope so. I hope so.
Thank you very much for talking with me, Tina.
No problem, honey. Thank you. You have a good night. Bye-bye. Bye.